Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:46 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Riverfront Master Plan unveiled, minus Century 2.
Two.
Democrats debate in Iowa, talking health care, climate change, and impeachment.
One.
Senate ready to receive articles of impeachment from the House today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Wichita's gasoline prices out there, $2.24. Seems to be about an average. At the low end, I'm seeing $2.22. I spotted $2.22 at Broadway and 55th Street South this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Morning fog, then partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 46 degrees after yesterday's high of 59. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, the overnight low 21. Thursday, cloudy and cooler, 30% chance for late day snow. A high tomorrow of 34, now mostly cloudy. And we have a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 43 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:47. United Health Group is reporting a 16% profit jump in the fourth quarter as the nation's biggest health insurer ended 2019 by topping Wall Street earnings expectations again. The Minnesota company also reaffirmed a forecast for 2020 earnings that it first laid out last month. So the healthcare provider for our stations here at Intercom is a 16% profit jump, and I'm sure they're very grateful for the higher premiums they come out with every year and the higher copays. Got a couple of people in the...
Yeah, we're doing our part.
People in the control room. Should I put Evan on? Give me her.
Well,
Evan.
Heck yes.
There. She knows. This is my granddaughter, Evan. Macintosh, she's got her new album's got out. What's the name of the new album there, Evan?
It's called Mojo.
Yeah, talk right up now.
Oh.
Mojo. Yeah, how's Mojo. It going? How's it going?
It's going really well. I think it's going really
all
well.
Right. So
one of the songs just hit a million streams.
A million streams?
The album hit a million streams.
Is that good?
Is that impressive?
I think so.
You need to tell us.
Okay. I think it's pretty impressive.
All right. So what are you doing here? Why are you and your dad here with us today?
To see a stinky old man.
Just to see a stinky old man. Well, there's Ted right there. So there you go. Okay. Well, I'm glad to see you. You shouldn't be in school or something?
I had an orthodontist appointment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good excuse not to be in school. Okay. Yeah. So the album's doing well. It's called Mojo. Where can people hear it?
You can hear it on all streaming platforms. That includes Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, Tidal.
Oh, there goes another million right there with that promo. Huh? All right.
Evan, well, does he know what any of that means?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, he doesn't have any idea what
I don't even know how to dial a cell phone, so, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this.
That's not a joke.
All right. First time you've been on the radio with me?
Yes.
Well, it's been too long. We need to do it again. When you come in and do the show when Ted's gone, you can come in and do sports. You know anything about sports?
I have no.
Okay. Well, we'll just let you come in and sing. Okay. How's the guitar going? You've been kind of learning the guitar as you've gone along, haven't you? I mean, you're not really, Ginger Baker or anybody like that yet, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. You know who that is?
No.
Oh, you ever heard of Cream?
Yes.
There you go.
Wow.
See? I know something. Not a lot, but something. All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. You can hang around if you want. Stocks struggle to hold on to meager gains on Wall Street Tuesday as investors parse the latest indications on trade relations between the U.S. and China, as well as the first wave of quarterly earnings reports from big companies. Traders were spooked by a report that U.S. tariffs would remain in place on Chinese goods even after a preliminary deal is signed today. The Dow edged up 32 points, the S&P fell 4 points, and the NASDAQ lost 22 points. Wichita City Council okays taxing district. Editor Bill Roy is with us today. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the council on Tuesday approved the first business improvement district. The district is a 2-mile stretch of Douglas, east of Washington. Starting next year, businesses will be required to pay an annual assessment to fund improvements in the area. A dozen business owners in the area spoke to the council, some for, some against. Council members Brian Fry and Jeff Blubaugh voted against the BID. James Clendenin abstained. Moody's has downgraded Spirit AeroSystems' debt rating. Moody's cited liquidity concerns as it downgraded the company from Baa3 to Ba2. That puts the company in the non-investment grade or junk bond category. The downgrade is tied to Boeing's production halt on the 737 MAX aircraft, which accounts for about half of Spirit's revenue. The United States says China is no longer a currency manipulator. The Trump administration removed that designation Monday as it offered a major concession to the Chinese government as senior officials arrive in Washington to sign a trade agreement with President Trump. The administration designated China as a currency manipulator in August. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, that junk bond stuff, that's not good news, is it?
No, it is not.
Well, but they do, that does, they can change that later. I mean, we can improve.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. They'll come out of it. They'll come through it. They'll be fine.
All right. So did you hear a moment ago when I had Evan, my granddaughter, on with us?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? A million, what is it? A million, Evan, what was that? A million what?
A million streams.
A million streams. Is that good, Bill? Do you know anything about that?
Well, absolutely. A million? Are you kidding me? A million people, or at least a million plays of an original song? You bet.
Yeah, she has one about you. It's a cowboy song about Dr. Bill Roy. Right?
Nice. Very nice.
She has no idea who you are.
Of course not.
You go to Derby. Is it Derby South or do you go to Derby?
I don't think there is a Derby South. I go to Derby High School.
Derby High School? Okay. What are you studying down there? Broadcasting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, today, you know, is National Bagel Day. You should have your dad take you out for a bagel. You know what a bagel is?
I definitely... I don't know what a bagel is.
They're round things there, and you slice them in half, and you put cream cheese on them. And they're real chewy. Bill, are you a big bagel fan? Are these?
Oh, you bet. Yummy.
Yeah. Ted, you were saying that people from back east say, we don't know what a bagel is.
Yeah, they say what we eat are hard rolls. We don't really have bagels here in this part of the country.
Okay.
So I guess I need to be educated.
All right. Well,
I'm a donut guy myself anyway, so I'm kind of in a different category.
Well, my wife and I were in College Station the other day for my brother-in-law's funeral, and we stayed at a little motel there near the house, and we've stayed there times when, again, they got a complimentary breakfast, okay? So I go down there.
You're all over that.
They got a bagel, and I said, all right, bagel. They had no cream cheese. But, what was it, peanut butter?
Wrong.
That's intolerable.
Put peanut butter on it? What do you do? No cream cheese. So I wound up eating a banana. Texas. It's Texas.
Texas.
All right. Gosh, I've run out of things to say this morning. Evan, would you like to see Ted's impersonation of me?
I would.
Where is my cell phone? I've never been so angry in all my life. Is there any more lasagna?
There you go. Close?
Nice.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's pretty good. Well, that's what Ted does. All right. All right, Bill, we've got. We were talking about basketball. Kansas State's having some trouble on the basketball court right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for football season next year. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, it used to be the other way around.
Yeah, I know it. I love my cats, but they're struggling a little bit. Kind of tough to watch.
Not happening this year.
So where do you think they're going to get their new coach?
Ouch! Wow!
Is that too much?
I don't know.
Huh? I don't know either.
There may be, if this continues, there may be a hue and cry for change at the top.
Well, it's National Bagel Day. It's also National Hat Day, and we mentioned that before. And you were talking about some hat from the 60s that was like a little... type what
yeah,
was that?
One of those straw hats, goofy straw hats that they have. A lot of times the hillbilly, they portray them as hillbillies wearing them.
Does your wife Gretchen, is she a hat person? Does she ever wear a hat?
Not really. She wears visors every once in a while.
Visors.
But that's about it.
Why is that? Is that because she's playing poker
know.
Or
she
something?
She doesn't want to mess up her hair, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that I don't have that problem. Okay, National Hat Day. If you have any more questions about that, see Jack Kellogg.
Yeah, Hatman Jackson.
A guy who knows his hats, and he's a good friend of ours. All right, Dave.
You bet.
Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. As always, Bill, we'll talk with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, the Senate ready to receive articles of impeachment. That's our news at 9, coming up here with Steve and Ted. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Today's high, 46 degrees, down 43.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on...
Oh, 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 oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.